This is a podcast of the City of Fairbanks City Council meeting. Stand by for the call to order, or else we'll be joining the meeting already in progress.
Good evening, and welcome to the regularly scheduled City Council meeting, Fairbanks City Council, March 13, 2023. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Ms. Rogers?
Here.
Mr. Cleworth?
Here.
Ms. Sprinkle?
Here.
Mr. Ringstead?
Mr. Ringstead, we can barely hear you.
Oh, well, I'll see if I can turn the volume up.
There you go. Thank you, sir.
Mr. Marney?
I'm here.
Ms. Tidwell?
Here.
Mayor Prews?
Here. Will you please rise for the invocation and the Pledge of Allegiance?
As we bow our heads in meditation this evening, let us take a moment to ponder our role and purpose. May this be a space where all those present, where all those who are present are engaged, and where all those who speak are heard and valued. May our discussions be productive and our decisions reasonable and sound. And may we be ever mindful of our duty to serve the residents of Fairbanks in a responsible and prudent manner. Amen.
Amen.
Ms. Rogers, would you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk.
We are at ceremonial matters, and this evening we have the oath of office to administer for our new city attorney.
Mr. Thomas Chard, would you please go to the front of the podium there? Everyone takes this step with our city clerk.
I do solemnly swear
that I will support and defend
the Constitution of the United States
the Constitution of the State of Alaska
the Charter and ordinances of the City of Fairbanks
and that I will
faithfully discharge my duties
as City Attorney of the City of Fairbanks, Alaska,
to the best of my ability.
Thank you, sir. Madam Clerk.
We are at citizens' comments, oral communications to the City Council on any item not up for public hearing. Testimony is limited to 3 minutes, and the comment period will end no later than 7:30 p.m. Any person wishing to speak needs to complete the register located in the hallway. Respectful standards of decorum and courtesy should be observed by all speakers. Remarks should be directed to the City Council as a body rather than to any particular council member or member of the staff. In consideration of others, please silence all cell phones and electronic devices.
We have one person signed up. Marsha, want to come up? Please state your name for the record, and you'll have 3 minutes.
My name is Marsha Oaks. I'm the Fairbanks Reentry Coordinator, and I'm not alone. I have Bryn Butler from the Housing Department, and I have Brenda McFarland here from Crisis Now.
In poker, we call that a full house.
We got a full house. And I'm just here to let you all know what's going on. I handed you some flyers for the Save the Date. And the feds gave us some money for the Opioid Settlement Act. And so we've decided that we're going to put on a symposium over 4 days. And we're going to talk about opioids and the impact that it's had on reentry, housing, and Crisis Now. And we want to have a community conversation. So we'll be holding this at the Wedgwood. We got a full agenda. I've been getting confirmations left and right from panelists. We're going to have a panel from the first responders, treatment providers, funders, RI. Brenda can talk about that. United Way, peer support, NAMI, and some other success stories. And this is really an opportunity for the community to come together and talk about the good things that have been going on and what we have in place here in Fairbanks and identify just a few of the gaps that are missing. But for the most part, I think we're doing a great job. Sandy Snodgrass is going to come back up, and she's going to do a kit building event with us, and she wants to build 500 Narcon kits and leave them here for the city of Fairbanks for us to be able to distribute. We'll also be having an awards ceremony. For many years in Alaska, there's been a lot of people that have been working very, very hard to keep people alive, to keep people housed, to keep people sober, to help people come home. And they've really kind of been unrecognized, and this gives us an opportunity to recognize some of those folks. So we will have an awards ceremony, we'll have a dinner, and then we will have a sober family activity, and Mark Brown has graciously agreed to be our music. So we'll have a Grammy-nominated, NAMI-winning musician. So that's all I have.
Council members, is there anyone with a question for Ms. Oss? Ms. Sprinkle.
Is there a web address, or how does someone contact this?
So this is the save the date. We just wanted people to have that. We'll be rolling out the registration tomorrow, correct? In the next 48 hours. It'll be on our city website. It'll be on our Facebook page. It'll be on the Fairbanks Coalition website. And then, of course, we'll have flyers and then send out invitations. Dr. Simon and Dr. Dillon have agreed to come and talk on our panel because they've done a lot for this community when it comes to helping people with the opioids issues that are going on.
Any other questions? Thank you, Ms. Oss.
You're welcome. Hope you all show up.
Madam Clerk, do we have anyone online or signed up?
No one has signed up, sir.
Is there anyone in council chambers who would like to give public comment? Seeing none, public comment is closed. Madam Clerk.
Okay, we are at approval of agenda and consent agenda. Consent agenda items are indicated by asterisks. Consent agenda items are considered together unless a council member requests that the item be returned to the general agenda. Ordinances on the approved consent agenda are automatically advanced to the next regular meeting for a second reading and public hearing. All other items on the approved consent agenda are passed as final.
Do I hear a motion to approve the agenda? Mr. Marnie is a second. Does any council member wish to pull any items from the agenda? Mr. Cleworth.
Thank you, Mayor. Under new business, 12C, resolution number 5053. And item F, ordinance number 6238.
Okay, item C, item F. Any other council members with any other items? Seeing Mr. Ringstead, do you have anything? Okay, he gave me a thumbs down. I beg your pardon?
Mr. Cleworth pulled item 12C and item 12F.
Oh, good. Okay. Is there any? Is there any objection to approving the agenda as amended? Hearing none, the agenda is adopted. Madam Clerk.
The consent agenda advanced to the next regular meeting, ordinance number 6227, an ordinance amending the collective bargaining agreement between the City of Fairbanks and the Fairbanks Firefighter Union, IAFF Local 1324, to change the staffing levels and amending the 2023 operating budget. This was introduced by council members Tidwell and Sprinkle. The first reading was postponed from the regular meeting of November 28, 2022. It approved resolution number 5051, a resolution designating check signing authority for banking, investment, and custodial accounts of the City of Fairbanks, Alaska, introduced by Mayor Prus. It approved resolution number 5052, a resolution authorizing the City of Fairbanks to apply for federal and state appropriations for the construction of a new fire station, introduced by Mayor Prus and Councilmember Sprinkle. It approved resolution number 5054, a resolution authorizing the City of Fairbanks to apply for congressionally directed spending on behalf of Golden Heart Utilities for a biosolids incineration project, introduced by Mayor Prus. It approved resolution number 5055, a resolution authorizing the City of Fairbanks to accept funds for the sponsorship of the Fairbanks Symposium on Opioids and the Impact on Reentry, Crisis Now, and Housing Insecurity, introduced by Mayor Prews. It also approved the memorandum of recommendation for appointment to the Fairbanks North Star Borough Planning Commission, and it accepted the Historic Preservation Commission meeting minutes of August 2nd and November 1st and December 6th of 2022. It also accepted the Chena Riverfront Commission meeting minutes of December 8th, 2022, and January 12th, 2023. We are returning to the general agenda. We are near the top of page 2, Mayor's comments and report.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. I first want to thank and pay recognition to Mr. Sanders and Ms. Snyder here. Last Tuesday was a very, very busy day here. What you'll see on your resolutions, B, C, D, E, and then ordinance 6238, was all compiled and finished that day. We drove Margarita crazy. Danny was at the eye of the storm, and Mike got everything resolutely done. So I just really want to let you know that a lot of work was done in a frantic amount of time to have this here for you today. The Polaris Building. On March 8th, we received the Memorandum of Agreement back signed by the EPA and the Alaska State Historic Preservation Office. This morning, I signed the final construction easement of the neighboring property to take down the annex building. The request for proposals, the RFPs, was published on Sunday, May 5th in the News Miner. Last Friday on March 8th, we had a bidders conference that Bob Pristash and Engineering Building Walkthrough produced that. The bid opening will be on March 27th. On Monday, the first meeting in April, April 10th, Council, you'll be reviewing an ordinance to award the contract. On Tuesday, April 11th, a notice to proceed will be executed. This is contingent upon the submittal of all required documents by the bidders and any bid protests removed. On Wednesday, April 13th at 1 p.m., the City of Fairbanks and the Polaris Working Group will be having a ceremony at the Polaris Building to pay homage to the Polaris Building, its history, and to commence with the destruction of the annex. We are presently putting together RFPs on the tower. One RFP will be put out to get it of all items, leaving the concrete. The other will be to the removal of the concrete. These RFPs should be published coming in the next few weeks. We're looking at a completion day of the annex between May 7th and May 21st for it to be removed and an engineer backfill in place. That is my report. Madam Clerk.
I think you're Chief of Staff.
I'm sorry.
Excuse me, sir. Didn't you want Sam to speak to
Sam,
you?
Sam, yes, I'm sorry. Sam, you are here to give a portion of my report. Sorry for locking you out earlier. It's Mr. Sanders' fault.
Well, thank you for inviting me. I assume that the reason I'm here is because Mike heard a story that he liked. Is that about what it was? Yeah. Maybe so. A couple of weeks ago, I got an emergency call from the governor's office and from the commissioner of health. And the issue, of course, is concerning the food stamp backlog. Many citizens in Fairbanks North Star Borough are affected by the lack of funding that's coming through for the food stamps. And so there was a press release that explains that. I put all of those things in a little packet for you there if you're really interested in the detail of that. But the bottom line is there are several thousand people who are not getting the food stamps that they were signed up to get. And we have a bigger problem coming of 296,000 people have to be re-enrolled with a system that is not working. And so this problem, I believe, is going to go on for some time. But anyway, the call was interesting. It called together, the commissioner of health called together four food banks in Alaska. There are more than four, but they called Fairbanks, Anchorage, Juneau, and Kenai together. And they said the governor has found some money. It wasn't in his budget, but he reshuffled his budget and found some money to provide to the food banks to buy food to distribute in their various regions. I said, well, how does that work? Because usually food banks don't come together as a group, and so that was sort of an unusual group. And the Food Bank of Alaska said, well, we're going to give $100,000 to Kenai and $100,000 to Fairbanks and $150,000 to Juneau, and we'll take the rest. So I thought about that a while. And I said, how are you going to spend your money? And they said, well, we're going to buy food from the lower 48 and bring it up in trailers, and we're going to have food available in 6 to 8 weeks. And I thought, you know, every day I know that there are families that are hurting because they don't have the resources they need, expected to have, that were promised to them. And so I surprised myself by saying, no, I think I'll take a fourth. And that was a showstopper because, again, we're not a cohesive group that works together. So I got a phone call later in the afternoon, and they said, okay, you're going to get fourth. What are you going to do with it? I said, well, I'm going to buy local for one thing. We've got food in our grocery stores, and we need to support the people who are supporting us. And so they said, well, how can you reach Brule? And I said, we're already reaching about 50 villages. We do that at least once a month with a variety of packages of food that we send out. And they said, what are your other concerns? And I said, I'm very concerned about our seniors because there's all kinds of stories. I'm sure you hear them as I do, of seniors who are not getting the food that they need. And so I'm going to work with the senior center, with North Star Council on Aging. I'm going to work with the school district to make school boxes. We're going to serve the people quickly, and we're going to have food out this week. We're not going to wait for 6 or 8 weeks to get this food out. So money immediately became available. I couldn't believe how fast the state has worked, especially since over the last year it's taken all year to get some of their grants paid. But we immediately had money. I immediately ordered 30,000 pounds of 2 to 4 pound coho. Just happen to have a sample here. I think shows and tells are good. These are very nice fish. I was hoping that maybe Brenda would like to take these, but you know, she may not have a freezer tonight. These are lovely fish. These are now being distributed. We've had them coming in for about a week. And they're being distributed within our Fairbanks North Star borough, but also to Tanana Chiefs villages and ASRC and so forth. And they seem like they're being well received. Today I was notified that I also have found 41,000 pounds, 16 pallets of canned salmon. And that's actually a donation. Anyway, I'm maximizing the money. I gave $50,000 to the North Star Council on Aging so they can buy non-perishable, which is what they want, and they're concerned about the bones and the fish. So what I'm doing is I'm working with the partners that we always have, that we work with on a day-to-day basis, and trying to make sure that they get the things that they need for their various programs. The school district has I've been asking us to triple the amount of school snacks that we make because of issues like people, you know, coming to school without having anything at home. And so we're distributing the money in the way that we can that benefits our people. One of the other issues that I have observed and actually have asked about in the stores that we deal with, you know that we salvage local surplus food. We get about 10 tons a day. And so, of course, I'm grateful to the people who share that with us. And one of the stores told me that their EBT, or their food stamp payments, their sales in their store, has been down 30% since October, which is when this problem started. So I'm really glad to be able to buy our school snacks and things from them to help them with their shortfalls. So anyway, that's the story I think Mike wanted me to share with.
I think it was actually Brenda and Bryn.
Brenda, okay.
Yeah.
Good. Can you take fish home?
Brenda.
Okay.
It's part of the Full House group.
Yeah, that's right. So I ask you one question. I don't know if it's legal or even appropriate to ask, but you're a nice group, so I'll ask. Governor Dunleavy did not have to do this. He did this because it was the right thing to do. He did it quickly. And I have been getting groups to hold up the sign that you have in your packet, taking a photo and sending them to them. One of the reasons I'm doing that is because I'm genuinely grateful. The other reason is that this problem is going to go on for probably about a year by the time they get all of the data fixed as they're supposed to. And we may be going back to him and saying we're really having a continuing problem. So I want him, and I especially want Commissioner Hegberg with Department of Health to know that they reacted quickly and responsibly, and at least in interior northern Alaska, we've got some food. The rest of the food's coming eventually, but to the other places. So that's my story. I'm sticking by it.
So you're looking for a photo?
Yes, with all of you holding up a sign.
Council, would you do me the honor of joining myself and Sam up here and having a photo taken with us so we can send this to Governor Dunleavy?
Somebody can hold a fish if you want to. Lonnie will probably hold a fish.
All right, I got a bunch of them there.
You know, it's because of people like Sam that I give really good reports. Madam Clerk.
We're at the first round of council member comments.
Mr. Ringstead, would you go first, please?
My only report is I'm sitting down here in Juneau and doing some work for a couple of days, so my apologies for not being there.
Mr. Marty.
Well, I only thing I really got going this morning about 8:39, I was over at the police department. I signed up a week prior to do a ride-along, and had a great time. Got my bulletproof vest on and drove around. We had a couple of trespassing calls to attend to, and I just had a general good time. We have a good staff over there, and I enjoyed it. I recommend that each and every one of you do that. It's get to learn a lot, and you get to know those guys over there, so, and ladies. So that's it. That's all I have.
Thanks, sir. Ms. Tidwell.
I would just like to thank Sam for coming in and giving that report. A couple of the organizations I'm involved with do some different things with the food bank, and all the time that I've spent over there, I'm impressed every time. And I often think to the food bank, like, we are so lucky in this community to have you guys. You guys are amazing and do a wonderful job. So thank you for coming and sharing that story. I hadn't heard that, so that's great news.
Mr. Cleworth.
Yeah, I think we'd all like to say thank you, and to all the staff here, whether it's with Crisis Now, Reentry, or whatever. we have resources now that we never used to have in this city. And when people say nothing's been done, it really has. And you folks are doing the lion's share of it. And thank you for that. And welcome again to our new city attorney. One question for the city clerk. I'm a little confused on 11A, Ordinance 6227. Why does that have an asterisk?
The first reading of that ordinance was postponed. It was introduced in November for first reading.
Oh, it hasn't. I thought it had first reading already. I'm probably wrong. So, okay. So this is just simply being advanced then?
So tonight it was advanced from its first reading to its second reading at the next meeting. It's a little bit of an odd situation when a first reading is postponed. It doesn't happen very often.
All right. Thank you.
Ms. Rogers.
Well, I want to also say welcome to our new city attorney. We know that we're going to have a wonderful, good relationships here all around. Thank you so much for being here and for applying for this job. We're very proud to welcome you. I could probably spend the rest of the evening speaking accolades for Sam and for other persons in the room here who work on the community relations circumstances of all of those who are in need. And I echo what Mr. Cleworth just said about that our community is right at the forefront of helping in ways that people many times don't see, don't understand, don't even see the need many times. And yet there are very, very despairing circumstances that happen every day in our community. And we have persons of great and good work ethic and conscience and effort and empathy in the work with Crisis Now and with reentry and housing and homeless. And the efforts of persons such as Sam, and I reduce your name down to a loving nickname there that we all know you by. I'm not wanting to create that formal name there because we all know and love Sam. We all have worked with her for years and years and years and years. I can't even recall which year I first began working in a realm that understood all of the things that you were doing. It's been years and years and years, tiring years, and yet even after you officially retired and everything, you still expand and go on and go on and go on and create new and invigorating ways of assistance for our community. And this information that you brought us tonight is one of those new and invigorating ways of working to help our community. We are so blessed to have you and others who are working to represent Fairbanks. And thank you for your response to how it was originally going to be dealt, because the idea of us all working together in our state is something that really needs to be drilled home over and over and over. And when we're talking to folks, and Mr. Ringstead, you're down there in Juneau, so let them know that we definitely expect, we don't hope, we expect that they work together on our behalf, not just for Fairbanks, but for the entire state, that we all work together. And look what a wonderful happening that you created there by insisting that we work together. Thank you so much. We're very, very proud to be part of a community where you reside and work and dedicate your hours, your tears, everything. I mean, you have gone way beyond anything I can even describe. Thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Ms. Sprinkle.
I was at the, well, first of all, thank you, Sam. Where'd she go? Is she gone? There she is. That was an amazing thing. Thank you for sharing that. I'm really kind of stunned, but with that, I will say that I did my first stint at the Borough Assembly for a city representative. It was quite interesting, I will say. I can't wait to go back. From that, I did learn that Fairbanks was nominated as one of the top five military communities in the country. And I'm just really proud of our community. So we're doing a lot of good things, and I think we should give ourselves that little moment of a hurrah. And that's it. I'll just leave it at that.
Thank you very much. Madam Clerk.
We are at unfinished business, item B, ordinance number 6237, an ordinance authorizing lease of city-owned real property to Yukon Quest International, LTD, introduced by Mayor Prus. This is second reading and public hearing.
Council, do I hear a motion to adopt ordinance number 6237? Ms. Sprinkle, is there a second? Mr. Marnie, is there any citizen here wishing to speak on ordinance number 6237? If so, please come forward and state your name and area of residence for the record. You'll have 3 minutes. Seeing none, is there anyone online?
No one has signed up, sir.
Public comment is closed. Council, comments, discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
On the motion to adopt ordinance 6237, Mr. Cleworth?
Yes.
Mr. Marnie?
Yes.
Ms. Tidwell?
Yes.
Mr. Ringstad?
Yes.
Ms. Sprinkle?
Yes.
Ms. Rogers?
Yes.
The motion to adopt ordinance number 6237 passes by a vote of 6-0. Madam Clerk.
Moving down to new business, there were two items pulled there, the first of which is resolution number 5053, a resolution authorizing the City of Fairbanks to apply for funds from the State of Alaska Department of Health for a Restore Hope in Linkage to Care collaboration grant, introduced by Mayor Prus and Councilmember Sprinkle.
Mr. Clayworth, you pulled this?
Move to adopt.
We have a motion to adopt. Is there a second? Ms. Sprinkle, discussion?
I had some questions on this, just mainly for Mike and the administration here. It talks about employing two peer support specialists, and that's the use of the grant primarily. How do the mechanics of that work inside the city? With the folks that we have now that are grant, are they're currently receiving IBW benefits, is that correct?
Yes, they are. So. There's two different ways that we could do this. We could either make the certified peer support specialist city employees, and then we'd be able, I believe, if our medical director at the fire department agreed to it, I believe that we'd be able to build Medicaid using, because peers can build Medicaid, and we have both Bryn and Marcia are certified to be able to supervise them. So we'd be able to, if we hired them, we'd be able to build Medicaid, or we could contract them out. So. So either way would be fine. It would still have the same effect.
So they would be overseen by, we don't know yet exactly?
They'd be overseen by a combination of Bryn and the police department.
Okay. But they would all still be, whether they're working in the police department or not, they'd be under IBW benefits or not necessarily?
I think they'd have to be, right, Margarita?
It would be under the Fairbanks General Code, employee, and those employees do receive IBEW benefits, but they're not under the union.
Do we have an agreement with the union that excludes those positions?
No, not at this time, but they would be considered a grant-funded position, and all of our grant-funded are non-bargained.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions on resolution 5053? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll to advance?
Approve.
Adopt. I'm sorry.
And that's on resolution 5053. Mr. Marnie?
Yes.
Mr. Ringstad?
Yes.
Mr. Cleworth?
Yes.
Ms. Sprinkle?
Yes.
Ms. Rogers?
Yes.
Ms. Tidwell?
Yes.
Resolution 5053 is adopted. Mr. Cleworth, you also wanted to pull ordinance 6238.
I did, Mayor. First, I make a motion to advance.
Motion to second.
Okay. Could I read the title for the record?
Yes, please.
That's an ordinance amending Fairbanks General Code Section 78-572, Special Events, by removing the city barricade package fee and establishing a deadline for permit applications, introduced by Mayor Pruz.
Discussion.
Yep. Thank you, Mayor. I pulled this to try and maybe do some work on it. I know at the work session we had, we kind of left undecided where we wanted to go with this. And I put some thought on it the other day, so I thought I'd try and make some amendments or at least get the discussion going, but some easy ones actually on the first page there under it says A, permits required. And these are the exemptions, except in the first sentence there, it says except those of the armed forces of the United States, military forces of this state, or the Fairbanks police or fire departments. I would like to first strike Fairbanks police and fire departments and just put in or the city of Fairbanks. So that would include anything, not just two departments.
So you want to strike both police and fire departments and put in city of Fairbanks?
Or the city of Fairbanks in its place.
Is that moved as a motion amendment?
Yep.
Okay. Any other items?
Well, I think I need a second.
Okay, we have a first and a second. Discussion?
Are we voting on just this one?
Just this one amendment, yes. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Does anyone need the amendment repeated? Okay. And for the record, Mayor, I did not get the second on the main motion to advance. I'm sorry about that.
I believe it was Ms. Sprinkle.
Okay, thank you. Okay. On the motion to amend, Mr. Ringstad?
Yes.
Ms. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Marnie?
Yes.
Ms. Sprinkle?
Yes.
Mr. Cleworth?
Yes.
Ms. Tidwell?
Yes.
Motion to amend passes 6-0. Mr. Cleworth?
My second one is my pet peeve, the word may there, right after that amendment. Shall is crossed off, and the word may is put in. I would like to change may to will.
You want to change may to will?
Yeah.
Is that as a motion? Do we have a second? Second by Ms. Rogers.
I was just going to ask, could we have him read the entire sentence rather than just the word?
Sure. Go ahead.
I can read. No race, foot, dog sled, bicycle, etc., procession or parade, except those of the armed forces of the United States, the military forces of the state, or of the city of Fairbanks, will occupy, march, or proceed along any street or alley except in accordance with a permit, and so on and so forth. It's a long sentence. The word may is ambivalent. It's not definitive to me. And if I were reading this, I'd go, oh, do we have an option? And of course, the answer is no. You need a permit. And that was my problem we had with that last ordinance too, and I didn't bother to go through 20 some pages and change them all, but this one's easier.
Yes, Ms. Rogers.
I said no, I will say it.
Okay, thank you. Any further discussion on this before we vote on it? Ms. Sprinkle.
Just in general, we're trying to just eliminate the barricade package. Is that what I'm hearing from this?
Actually, no, we're keeping it in place, and we're just tightening up the verbiage.
Okay.
I wasn't at the last finance meeting I was down in Juneau, but that's where some other alternatives of costs were presented to you, and it sounded like it was a resounding no. So we're just keeping it as it is.
Okay, then I was just going to suggest that we change that.
Well, we have an amendment on the floor with a second. Let's finish it first.
I thought we'd already done that.
No, we have not voted
on it.
Sorry. Madam, is there any further discussion on Jerry's latest amendment? Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
On the amendment to change May to will, Ms. Tidwell.
Yes.
Mr. Klewer.
Yes.
Mr. Marnie.
Yes.
Mr. Ringstad.
Yes.
Ms. Sprinkle.
Yes.
Ms. Rogers.
Yes.
Motion passes to amend 6-0.
Okay.
Mr. Cleworth, anything else?
I think this is more along with Councilmember Sprinkle is looking at, probably on the second page here. What I'm aiming at here, and I'm going to be making several amendments here, is that sometimes event sponsors can come up with a possible solution that does not include going out and hiring a company to do barricades. That's very expensive, and perhaps there is a very simple solution that they could have that the city would buy off on. And I'm heading that direction here, but I'm trying to do this systematic, decent, and in order. On the second page here, it says in the second line from the top, disputes over additional fees may be appealed to the city mayor, period. Before I make some changes below, I would like to amend this to say disputes over additional fees and barricade packages may be appealed to the city mayor.
Is there a second to that? Ms. Rogers, on a second. Discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll on the amendment?
Everyone clear on the amendment? On that motion to amend, Mr. Cleworth?
Yes.
Mr. Marnie?
Yes.
Mr. Ringstad?
Yes.
Ms. Sprinkle?
Yes.
Ms. Rogers?
Yes.
Ms. Tidwell?
Yes.
The amendment passes by a vote of 6-0. Mr. Cleworth, anything else on your mind?
Thank you, Mayor. The sentence after that, applicants for events that require a barricade package must use a private firm. And after firm, I would like to add, or effectively present alternatives that meet city requirements. That, and then so on and so forth, that complies with the manual uniform traffic.
Could you repeat that for one, please?
Right, after the word firm,
mm-hmm.
to add the words or effectively present alternatives that meet city requirements.
Is there a second? From Ms. Rogers, discussion? Ms. Tidwell.
So to me, this is the section that we discussed quite a bit when we talked about it previously, and taking out that, I guess just turning this over to where each event is going to have to pay or come up with a different plan and taking it off as this as a service that the city provides for these events. Am I supposed to just be speaking to the
Yes.
government?
Yes, yeah.
So I guess that doesn't fix it for me. I didn't want to see the city give up that service.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, and ultimately this will be voted up or voted down.
Right.
But I guess I was trying to do before advancement is make it more palatable.
Right.
And in the end, if you vote against it, I might even, I don't know at this point, but I'm trying to open it up a little bit because if I were a sponsor of something and I felt I had an alternative, I would like to be able to present that and say we've got our own ideas and our own people and hopefully do a good enough job that the city would buy off on that because it is expensive to hire them to do that. Mm-hmm. And this has been a city service, and I heard the argument, but all I'm trying to do is before it advances is to, I think, make it a little better, see where we go from there. So.
Ms. Sprinkle?
I'm of the same mind. I don't I don't love that we're going to take that off the books because I feel like we do provide a service. We are a city that does so. I was actually going to suggest we change the $1,000 amount versus just.
Well, let's get through this amendment first if we do.
Very good. Yeah. I just want to say that I don't love eliminating this.
Okay.
But to the point, that's where I'll be on this.
Any other discussion before we vote? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
No, this is on the amendment, correct?
It's only on the amendment.
I have a question for the maker of the motion. Mr. Cleworth, I'm wondering if it might read better if that language went after the words traffic control device code. Because I'm not sure. You see what I'm saying?
Well, I know we put this verbiage in there. The word should be changed to comply. I'm kind of doing this on the fly here,
okay.
Real quick. But on advancement, what I'm thinking is for instance, the one we just did on disputes, ideally should be done after we talk about permits below it. And that probably is going to be needed to be moved. But I think between now and then, the city attorney can probably work up wordsmith, or you, the city clerk's office, can wordsmith it better and get it in.
Any other discussion?
This amendment, does not, we're not talking about the strike through.
No, we're not.
Thank you.
And I apologize. I don't have a second recorded for this amendment.
Ms. Rogers.
I'm not on my game. Sorry about that. Too busy trying to get the language down. Okay. On that motion to amend, are you ready, sir?
Any further discussion? Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Okay. Mr. Ringstad?
Yes.
Ms. Tidwell?
Yes.
Ms. Rogers?
Yes.
Ms. Sprinkle?
Yes.
Mr. Marnie?
Yes.
Mr. Cleworth?
Yes.
The motion to amend passes 6-0. Mr. Cleworth?
Well, my last one's going to be at the bottom, but if Councilmember Sprinkle has one before we get down to regulations, you want to go ahead and do it?
Sure. I just was going to suggest that we double or triple that $1,000 amount just to get some money back to the city. Seems like that seems a fair number. It recoups some costs, but it's not going to break the back of a nonprofit that runs these kinds of things.
Ms. Briggle, would you like to make a motion on a value there instead of the $1,000?
You can't really do that, though, because there is no barricade package being offered.
Trying to say that we don't say no to a barricade package. That's where we need to unstrike that last. Exactly. I don't like this cross the strike through.
But then what are we even doing?
So there's an arm wrestle.
You know, this is only the first reading. It'll come back to you in 2 weeks for a second reading and sort of ponder what's there. Mr. Sanders.
I just wanted to remind everybody that if we do bring back the barricade package, that we are about $90,000 down on barricades right now, so we will have to re-plus our barricades. We'll get those back from other ones that were destroyed and stolen last year.
Mr. Marnie.
Well, I did some homework on this today, and I talked to Exclusive, which is the company that does the festival. In the Midnight Sun and the one in the winter, and they kindly donate that. All the package is done for free, but they don't want to extend. They don't offer any other package other than that. So that was strike one. And then I called Great Northwest today and talked to a gentleman, and they have changed their policy. Due to liability and labor cost, I guess, and they no longer offer a barricade package. So unless the city doesn't step up, for really, I'm thinking we just have two parades. We got the 4th of July parade and the Golden Days. This is probably the only events that we'll need this package for. But that was, we're kind of stuck here in my mind. That's what I learned today.
Thank you for the good news.
So, going back to ground zero on the strikeout aspect that Ms. Tidwell and Ms. Sprinkle want to discuss, what are you thinking?
I don't want to see it struck.
You don't want it struck?
Oh, no.
Okay. Is that as in a motion?
I make a motion that we remove the strike through of the last, second to last paragraph of C, or the last. That the last sentence.
Where it says after code through the remainder of the paragraph?
Correct.
Okay. Is there a second to that?
Second.
Second by Ms. Tidwell. Discussion.
There was one item I left out on my homework. I think both entities that I talked to would loan barricade pieces to the city for special events like this, and hopefully we get some volunteers to help with the rest of it. So I don't think we're going to be stuck with the $90,000, but we'll probably have to spend some money.
Any other further discussion?
Just, if I may, I just think that this is what the city should do, is keep people safe in the big celebrations that we have. There aren't many, and you know, $1,000 is really a silly number anyway. It's super low, but to take it away completely, I think, would really be a disadvantage to the hundreds of thousands of people that come for the different events of the year.
Any further discussion? Ms. Rogers?
I just want to echo the comment that Ms. Pickle just made about the safety of this service issue. That's a real important aspect there. Thank you.
Any other discussion before we vote? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
On the motion to amend by unstriking the language in subsection C, Ms. Sprinkle? Ms. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Cleworth?
Yes.
Mr. Marnie?
Yes.
Mr. Ringstad?
Yes.
Ms. Tidwell?
Yes.
The amendment passes by a vote of 6-0. Is there any other amendments to this?
I would like to make an amendment to change the barricade package fee from $1,000 to something more.
Something more. I like that.
Well, now, is that in the form of a motion?
Leave it up to Jeff to decide.
$2,500.
We have a motion for $2,500. Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Discussion.
I say we should go a little higher. I'm not sure what that. I'm feeling $3,000 in my head. I don't know why. Jerry, what are you thinking? Huh? You like that number, don't you?
I think it's up to you guys.
It's more than the price of an ounce of gold.
That's fine. I just think $1,000 is very low, and especially if we're going to have to put some money into the signs that have gone missing here and there, I think raising the price of the package and still supplying the service.
As the maker of the motion on the amendment, if the second concurs with you, you can change that number.
Yep.
Let's go ahead and change that to 3,000.
Does the second concur?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, it's at $3,000. Is there any further discussion? Mr. Marnie?
Don't you think we should get Jeff's input on this? Mr. Jacobson's input?
I suppose he's not here. I don't know how that works.
You guys will have this again at the finance committee.
Okay.
You'll also have this again at a second reading.
Sure. So there's time we can do that, for sure.
He will weigh in.
I bet.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll on the amendment.
It's to bump 1,000 to 3,000. Mr. Marnie?
Yes.
Mr. Cleworth?
Yes.
Mr. Ringstad?
Yes.
Ms. Tidwell?
Yes.
Ms. Rogers?
Yes.
Ms. Sprinkle?
Yes.
The amendment passes by a vote of 6-0. Is there any further amendments to this ordinance? Ms. Sprinkle?
Do we have to change the number in the back, or is it assumed? And the strike-through area?
That's the effect of the motion that just passed.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah,
oh, I was talking about this one as well.
The whereas?
Yes.
That will be changing.
Yeah. Excellent.
Okay. Any other amendments to this? Seeing none, we have a first and a second to advance. Any discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
I'm sorry, Mayor. Can I clarify, Ms. Sprinkle, I don't believe the first $1,000 occurrence in the third whereas. I don't think that's changing to 3,000.
Okay, oh. Then I should pass. I would like another amendment.
Actually, no, it's currently. It says
it's
currently.
Saying what's right now, yeah. As of this ordinance.
And your amendment effectively changes it to what it will be.
Okay, good. As long as it's consistent, that's all I care about.
Thank you for that clarification, Madam Clerk. Back to the roll call vote to advance.
On the motion to advance, ordinance number 6238, as amended, Ms. Tidwell?
Yes.
Ms. Sprinkle?
Yes.
Mr. Ringstad?
Yes.
Mr. Marnie?
Yes.
Ms. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Cleworth?
Yes.
Ordinance number 6238 passes by a vote of 6-0. Madam Clerk.
Okay, we are at discussion items committee reports.
We'll start with Ms. Tidwell.
I don't have anything to report.
Mr. Marnie?
Likewise.
Mr. Ringstad?
Me three.
Ms. Sprinkle?
No committee report.
Ms. Rogers?
I have no reports.
Mr. Cleworth?
I'll leave it to me to spoil it here. actually, Councilmember Sprinkle and I attended the Pedestrian Bicycle Committee, which is a subcommittee of fast planning.
True.
And along with the mayor at the time and public works director and our city engineer, we are presented with very ambitious plan, many ideas of roads in which they're envisioning bike paths. When you get into the logistics of it, it gets much more complicated because in the city, we rely on that shoulder of the road in the wintertime for snow storage. That's the number one need that we have. And so we talked about those on some of the streets that had been recommended. And it's going to come down to, with this funding through the TIP, the city engineering is going to have to look at where they are practical. Just to give you an example, many years ago when we designed Cushman Street, we talked about Barnett being eventually a street that could have a bike lane, so to speak, on it because of the width. The width is not great between First Avenue and Third Avenue, but as you know, it gets wider as it goes down, and so you've got a lot of space. To maybe try a concept on that street, not sure what that would look like. The idea that Public Works is very clear on, though, is that it is seasonal. When you put in a bike path, and sometimes people say, well, it's a bike path, you should clear it 365 days a year. And it will not be clear when there is snow on it, obviously. And we have to have that luxury. We have a heavy snowfall. Our one goal is to open up streets for buses, for fire trucks, and everything else. And then when you have the time, you go back and pick it up. And that's how we've always done it. But if you're blocking that lane, you're blocking that lane. And we can't be under the expectation that we have to pick that up soon. The mayor was there, and I was comfortable with your comments that we're going to look at these critically And if there is a problem with engineering or public works, then we probably will not pursue ideas on some of the streets that had been selected. But it's going to be difficult. One of the ideas they had was for Illinois, and I think personally that would be a nightmare, you know, trying to look at that street and figure out how to put a bike lane in there somewhere. And the ideas they had were not wonderful. So it's going to be up to the city and ultimately I think the council possibly to decide where those bike lanes should go. Now, maybe Sue has some different opinions of what's going on, but it's going to be, I think, difficult to design some of the projects that they had in mind and to pick the ones that we think might actually work. Anyway, that's where that stands. Thank you.
Sue, do you have anything to add to that report?
I appreciate what you're saying, Jerry. Yeah, I don't think all of them are what we need to do. I think some are the low-hanging fruit. We should try it. I think that would be at least something to it's a test. I think that's generally how I took it. And I also wonder about liability. Those are areas I get concerned about. You know, if you're putting bikes and traffic together, I would like to know about who's liable and what takes place. But I liked where they were going, and I think that it's worth trying in some places. But you're right. We can't take snow off in every place, and it's seasonal. So thank you.
To follow up on that, I instructed Mr. Pristash to review the report and go through each section that they wanted to do and determine what is safe. Because as they brought up one on Illinois Street, I came back that one. I said, now let me get this straight. You want to take a bike and have a cross after Illinois before it gets to Mini Street and have a cross over a turning lane into a going straight lane against traffic? And the answer was yes. Others thought, okay, we're having the engineer look at this for sound safety and what can be done in a practicality. Then after he does that, he will turn it over to Jeff Jacobson. Jeff Jacobson will be looking at it, what can be physically done in a economical way, because these will have to be maintained and cleaned. And so we should be hearing back from them on that when they do it, and we'll give you a full report on what we're thinking and how we're thinking. And there was one thing that they did say at that meeting was, this is up to the city of Fairbanks. It's up to us. Now, there's one thing I did change, sort of got into it with a gentleman in regards to snow plowing and sidewalks, and he lives on Cowles. And I was thinking about it, and I said to myself, you know, the sidewalks on Cowles are probably the most used pedestrian sidewalks in the city limits. Because at the end of Cowles, going towards Airport Road, you have the Nolene Library, the bowling alley, a church, but you also have Ryan and Lathrop and the hospital. You have a lot of foot traffic there. So I instructed Mr. Jacobson, start using our new sidewalk cleaning equipment, snow plowing, on that. This is on a Wednesday. Came back on a Thursday with good news and bad news. Mayor approves. I did what you asked. That's good news. Bad news, snowed 3 inches last night. But I just thought of it, if that's one sidewalk that everyone who has property abutting that sidewalk is responsible for, it's not being done. So for a safer and sounder city, I'm going to start plowing that sidewalk. Just risk going to get it done. So interesting meeting. Jerry, thank you for bringing that up. So, Madam Clerk.
We're at council member comments.
We're going to go back to Ms. Sprinkle. Do you have any council member comments, Ms. Sprinkle?
I'm going to go back to the borough assembly, and as far as my being there and representing the city, I was very proud of that, and I think that they were surprised we came. They heard that people were going to boycott the attendance, and I said, look, I'm here for that, but I kept it.
helpful, short, not too short, I mean, short and sweet, basically. But the test was when, during their public comment, while discussing business the city had done, I wanted to ask a question of someone during public comment, and there was a little question of whether or not I could. And that went on a little conversation between the clerk and the presiding officer and a few other folks, but it was absolutely assured that I could, and therefore we went ahead and did so. It was just a curious test, because that was the first time since the ordinance had passed that we were allowed to use that power. So I wanted to do it, see what
you stepped happen. Into the fray. Good for you.
We broke some ice.
Yes.
So I appreciate that Jerry let me take his night. I just really wanted to test drive that experience, and I enjoyed it thoroughly, by the way. I did. Late into the night.
Thank you. Ms. Rogers.
Mostly I just have comments of appreciation for all of those persons in our staff and our community who have brought ideas to us tonight, and especially so knowing how well you are all working together. This save the date, there's all sorts of things coming that you're working on, and I just want to say that we're very, very proud to have you all on staff. Thank you.
Mr. Clayworth.
I don't really have anything tonight. Thank you, Mayor.
Mr. Ringstead.
Nothing for me, if I can work my mute button better.
Mr. Marnie.
I just wanted to welcome Tom. I'm impressed so far, so I thank you for joining the team. Yeah.
He's had some very controversial decisions tonight.
And, of course, I want to thank Sam from the food bank. I think the state owes her many, many kudos. She does a wonderful job.
Well put. Ms. Tidwell. Madam Clerk.
For the city clerk report, I'll just say to Mr. Chard, welcome to the fun. And I also wanted to just plug our Citizen Engagement Academy that's coming up. This is our first ever, and we're going to do our best to put on a good academy for citizens who want to enroll. It's free. Please visit FairbanksAlaska.us for more information, or call the clerks or the mayor's office. Does the city attorney have anything to report?
Also, there you go. Just two quick things. One, thank you all for the very warm welcome. This is a great place to work, great people, and a great mission, and I really am sincerely appreciative to join the team. The second is we are looking for a deputy city attorney, so if anyone knows of a great candidate, please send them our way. The job announcement is on our city website. Thank you.
Madam Clerk.
There is no executive session this evening, so we are at adjournment.
Do I hear a motion to adjourn? Is there a second? Any objection? Seeing none, we are adjourned at 7:38 p.m. Thank you, everyone.
This concludes the podcast of the City of Fairbanks City Council meeting. Please visit us at www.fairbanksalaska.us.